while the world whizzes by. Enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Back to the shack. I'm glad your mic was off when you yelled that.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Wilbur.
Of course my mic was off.
Yeah, that was scared me for a second. We are joined in the shack today. We got a special guest, international explorer extraordinaire.
Dragon rider,
modern day Indiana Jones.
Playboy.
Some may say, yes.
He hit on a waitress today at lunch.
He did? I don't know. Okay. Drake Russell.
Yes. In the shack to give you the truth about what's going on in the world.
That's right. That's what the shack's
coming
all about.
To get you. The government, the NWO, the WEF, all of them. Watch out. They're trying to come get you.
The World Wildlife Foundation.
The World Economic Forum.
That's WWF.
Dyslexic.
Yeah. What? Dyslexic. Wait, I don't even know if we use those letters besides W.
Yeah, there's letters in there.
Okay, yeah, there are some letters in there.
Yeah, there's only 26 in the alphabet. Well, mix them around, you only got three.
If you look at it that way, it depends what lens you look at it through.
What lens? This is the first time I've ever been on one of these for an interview.
You're the first guest in the shack, ain't he? In the shack?
No.
Not in it?
The trash man was.
Oh, you're right, the trash man, duh. Well, with all three of us.
I've never been on one of these.
Yeah.
I've never been on a shack episode with an interviewee.
That's right. Daniel, it's your first. Mm-hmm. Getting his feet wet.
We've trapped all the way out here to the middle of nowhere in this shack with no cell phones.
There's nothing out here.
There's nothing out here.
Just the satellite on top.
That barely works.
You have to get
the government's looking to turn that one off.
Right, they've been trying. Whoa, well, no. You just sat on the pet duck.
I thought that was a skyquake.
I was pretty sure that was a fat mucket.
I think it was. It sounded like one. I don't even know what.
I guarantee that it did not pick up on the microphones.
No.
And you're all making such a big deal out of it.
What, are you farted?
Unprofessional.
Oh, okay.
I'm a Fauci boy.
No, not doing that.
Oh.
Deep state.
The deep state, a.k.a. the shadow government.
Right. What is that? I mean, President Trump always talked about it. And people were like, well, the deep state doesn't exist. What's he talking about? He's crazy. He's a liar.
Well, so here's the thing. Is back in the 90s, everybody called it the shadow government. This is the unelected bureaucrats
right.
that run the FDA, the CIA. And that's who you really have to look out for is the CIA. They're the people that killed Kennedy. They're the people that tried to set you up for Bay of Pigs. They're the people that started
that's
Vietnam.
True.
They're the people that have got you deep into all of this. They're the people that flooded the streets with crack cocaine in the 80s,
yep.
Fentanyl now. They are literally the only organization that you could shut them down and they could still exist because they run off of illegal money. But back in the 90s, we called it the shadow government, and everybody called us conspiracy theorists.
Mm-hmm.
And when Trump got elected, everybody from CNN to MSNBC was like, thank God for the deep state, because we can keep him in check. And you're like, what's the deep state? You're like, well, you know, they're the people that have been in government for 30 years. Well, that sounds a lot like the shadow government.
Right.
The people that exist behind the scenes, pulling the strings, waiting out the president, misdirecting you here, misdirecting you there.
Do you remember when Chuck Schumer said, it was on some dumb news show, whatever, like, he said, well, President Trump, he better be careful, because when you mess with the intelligence community, they have 7 ways till Sunday to get you back.
Absolutely.
And that's a sitting senator said that on TV to, like, the country.
And we have you not watched that, regardless of your opinion of President Trump, good or bad? And
yeah.
I have my complaints about Trump. They literally have unleashed everything that you possibly could from unelected officials. They've weaponized the judicial system, the intelligence community. I was reading reports that towards the end, Trump was not even getting his intelligence from the CIA anymore. Right. He was using private intelligence agencies, which apparently is not that uncommon, because there have been multiple presidents that also don't trust the CIA, the most corrupt organization in the history of mankind.
They're an international...
Jeez, we're just going for it, huh?
Well, truth is truth, you know? It's important. It's important to get the truth out there.
I mean, they're fighting with the Vatican over that, but they're both suppressors of knowledge throughout human history.
Dot on your head.
Hurry, cover the windows. Put the curtains back up. Yeah, put the curtains back up.
This shack's got no windows.
I'm crashing, Mike.
Wait, yeah, where's that red dot coming from? There are no windows in here.
That is kind of weird. They're in the walls!
Oh, gosh. Not in the
satellite.
Shack.
Satellite.
No, this shack is well-contained. It's an orgone accumulator. That's why we're so strong and so healthy in here.
Lead paint on the walls, we're good.
Right, yeah.
There may have been lead paint on the walls.
Well, the walls lined with ferrous material.
They are, actually.
You see? This is an orgone accumulator.
Is copper orgone?
No, it copper.
There's a lot of copper in the ceiling.
Is that a ferrous material?
Yeah.
I think barely. It's a poor conductor. That's why silver and gold, raw materials.
A conductor. Yes, for those, you want more steel. You want more steel shavings and stuff, or a proper steel plating
I'm just asking.
You know, interlaced with organic material, and you know, layered steel, organic steel, organic, you know, over and over.
What is the difference between ferrous and non-ferrous?
I don't know. That's why I looked at you and I said, "It's ferrous, right?"
Why would you look at me?
Because you're like the
I'm Daniel.
He's a science guy. Daniel's good with mechanical engineering, spelling.
I think I'm going to leave again.
It's just, I think it's funny because, I don't know, it's just funny. That's funny. That's a good joke.
What's the difference between ferrous and non-ferrous?
Wilbur, where are you at in the deep state? Because you know they exist. You know there are these unelected bureaucrats that have been pulling strings for decades. You know, Eisenhower said it, beware of the military-industrial complex.
Mm-hmm.
That
was one of the last things he said before. Right. Then, yeah.
And the biggest thing is that, like...
And where's he now? Dead.
Yeah. They've off... the last great president this country ever had was possibly JFK, and they killed him. He was literally... His goal was to dismantle the CIA because they knew... He figured out they were lying to him to try to get him into war, so they killed him. And every president since then has fallen in line because they do not want to get killed.
Because they're part of it.
They killed him. They killed his brother. And you know what? They possibly killed his son.
Do you know who the last good president we had was? They'd been a lot funnier if you were wearing your headphones.
But, well, at least tell us what it said.
The devil.
Oh, wait, the president. I thought you were going to say Teddy.
No, Teddy was the only good president we ever had.
I agreeance with him, though, as the last one that actually kind of did things in purpose for the people.
I mean, any president that gets shot in the back of the head is probably doing something right.
Right. Yeah, right. Exactly. And that should be a big sign. And guess what? We don't even know what happened to that.
Every president since...
I have my opinions.
And it's wrong.
Trump's delayed the Trump delayed the release of the Kennedy files. Biden's delayed... Jill Biden's delayed the release of the... Because Jill Biden's actually running the country right now.
I don't think she is. I don't think she's smart enough.
Her and her cabal are using Joe Biden as a puppet currently.
I don't think she's real.
She's not a real doctor.
No, I think she got replaced a long time ago.
You never know.
I think she's pretty power hungry. I know
for sure that.
I think they nipped those in the butt.
I think she's more compromised than power hungry. I think she's forced to encourage him to keep it going.
Correct.
And she's the one that has to be the face.
Biden
has no idea what's going on at any point of the day.
Correct.
And he doesn't.
The ice cream button's my favorite thing in the White House.
Yeah. If you could get him an ice cream cone and somebody to sniff, he is good to go.
I honestly.
You seen that, right? That interview?
Which one? The ice cream cone or the sniff or both?
The ice cream cone.
Where yeah, he has the button.
Absolutely, yeah.
He has the button on his desk.
How fast would it take you to get ice cream? Like,
well, find
out. No, he didn't say anything. Oh. He did not say a word. Oh. He went...
Yeah.
And he hits the button, and then this lady comes in with two ice cream cones.
So weird. Strange. It's very strange.
Yeah, it's so
is this connected to the possibility that there are no working McDonald's ice cream machines, but Joe Biden can always get a McDonald's ice cream?
No, it's not McDonald's. It's Dairy Queen.
What?
Dairy Queen. What do you have on Dairy Queen? Dairy Queen's not that powerful.
What do you have on Dairy Queen? Spill it.
Their Blizzard machine's never down.
They're the best.
Any company. It's always blew my mind growing up that gravy was a condiment.
It's a dipping sauce. It's a dipping sauce at Dairy Queen. And
Lisa didn't believe me. And then I'm like, we're going to get chicken tenders at Dairy Queen. She's like, why? Because I can get gravy as a dipping sauce. You have to order that? No, it's
one of the sauces. One of the options. Provide. Yeah. No, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Lisa didn't believe me.
Well, we have the best Dairy Queen, like, right down the road, too. The one that had the car that ended up inside of it.
Well, it's not even a real Dairy Queen.
It isn't. That's why it's the best.
That's the best ice cream, but I don't know, just not the Dairy Queen chicken tenders and fries.
Well, no. They don't have a deep fryer, and they don't have a grill.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
So everything else is otherwise.
Better ice cream.
Yeah, the ice cream's amazing.
Back when I was a kid, you could get Charbroiled cheeseburgers from Dairy Queen, and they came in the aluminum foil wrapper, and they were phenomenal. And the cheese would melt on the wrapper. That was great. That's back in the old days.
The good old days.
These were the good old days.
So wait, where did we last say
before we got the Dairy Queen?
The deep state. And, well, you said
how they took over. They stole the McDonald's ice cream machines.
That's what it was.
For Joe Biden.
Joe Biden's ice cream.
I said, no, it wasn't a McDonald's ice cream machine. It was a Dairy Queen ice cream.
Right.
Machine.
That's right.
Because that's why it works.
Right. That makes sense.
This is how the deep state works.
Hey, can I talk about the ice cream machine for a second?
Sure. Go ahead.
I almost got the corporate level from that company.
Because you worked at McDonald's, right?
For a long time.
Right. Yeah.
Did you ever figure out why the ice cream machine's always broke?
It's not broke. It's never broke. What it is it. McDonald's does the cleaning processes. It takes about 8 hours.
It's a cleaning cycle thing.
Yeah. So the cashiers never explain that to people that's being cleaned because it has to happen pretty regularly because McDonald's is pretty scrutinized as far as when, you know, health departments and all this stuff. And they serve so many people.
Unless you go to that one outside of Illinois, outside of Chicago, there's one that was the most disgusting thing I've ever set
foot in. No, they happen. Chicago's just gross.
Yeah, it was disgusting.
So they're never actually broken, per se. They're down. The cashier does not want to explain that to you, so they just say it's broken.
That makes sense. But there's some of them that just don't want to do it.
What do you mean?
I've seen the video where the woman, she
so
handed
you know
the guy.
You don't get a pick, right, when the machine goes down?
Yeah. No. I mean.
Literally, it'll pick itself.
Yeah.
The machine will just shut down and be like, it's time for cleaning.
It's got cycle
times. I've
watched
it go 3 days. No, it does its own thing.
Oh, okay.
It's not a cycle time.
I thought it was like after so many.
No.
Well, now we're getting into why AI is bad, because if you can't run an ice cream machine, the world's in trouble.
Absolutely. it is a how much production, not
right.
a time scale.
Yep, that's it. Yeah.
So I had to do it 6 hour period where it was only active for 6 hours and then you have to clean it.
Right.
The cleaning process is actually only like 2 hours.
Right.
But it's. Do you have a staff?
It's an eternity
to actually sit there, and you have two people. You have to sit there and do this.
Oh, while it's they have to.
But at Area 51, that ice cream machine gets they have two aliens that can clean it in 20 minutes.
I'm just saying
their ice cream is never down that long.
The ice cream machine at McDonald's, because the company sued McDonald's a long, long time ago for it.
Mm. Which company?
The company that makes the machine
saying that it was damn broken all the time. Yeah,
they do not break down.
Yeah,
I can only really think of one time, the one I worked at, that actually ever, like, broke.
Mm-hmm.
And it was probably somebody's fault, not the machine. I'm not saying they dropped a whole bag of mix in it, but they may have dropped a whole bag of mix in it, and then the pump tried to...
Pump the bag out through.
Wasn't good.
Probably not.
All right, back to the deep state, which runs the ice cream company.
Well, I was just going to say I felt bad. I almost feel sympathy for Joe Biden when I see him sometimes.
Yeah, it's elder abuse.
It's there that video of him in the church.
Like, get your grandpa.
You're like, he doesn't know where he's at sometimes.
No, he's an all-timer stricken man, which is, all joking aside, it's very sad to see somebody.
It is.
Absolutely.
Parading, it's like, not portraying, parading him around in front of people.
You're 81 years old. You're 21. You're 20 years past the point where anybody should be a president, in my opinion.
He should be on a porch swing somewhere just drinking lemonade. Like, let the man be a old.
Let him eat ice cream. Watch horses run around.
Yeah, and just
relax.
Yes.
Nobody should be in government after the age of 65, period.
Unless you're very sharp.
I think we start shooting them.
At any level, I don't care who you are. Nobody should be in government after the age of 65.
I do agree with age limits.
Yeah. I don't know.
You get out of touch.
Huh?
You get out of touch.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you are, yeah.
But so, those elders sometimes remember things that
we
forget. No, they
have great knowledge, but to have the absolute pinnacles, I'm with a dragon rider over there.
Yeah, Drake Russell.
Drake Russell.
The dragon rider.
I'm going to say like 35 to 65 is probably the ideal range for government.
Right. Well, after 65, nobody. Because
you don't want people
that
are too young in there with hormones and all that, you know.
Right.
Well, yeah.
Me at 20 should not have had any political power.
No. Right. Yeah. No 25-year-old should have access to new codes.
I think 30. Wait. President, you saying?
Yeah. Yes. I'm talking the top levels.
Oh,
I'm not talking city government. Gotcha. I'm not talking.
You should not have senators or congressmen.
I'm
like
the top
Pelosi,
levels.
Feinstein. Like,
gosh.
They literally were wheeling Feinstein out and say, just say yes.
Look at Mitch McConnell.
McConnell is stroking out. It's on both sides. It's not.
Oh, yeah.
It's
absolutely both sides. Both sides are awful.
Go home, Mitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was so bad. Like, both sides are.
Go home.
Both sides are controlled.
Correct.
And like we talked about, me and Daniel talked about.
Left and right wing of the same bird.
Same bird. And the bird sucks.
Yes.
The bird they're flying sucks.
And
I don't want to be on this bird anymore.
And that's where the deep state has taken over.
Yeah, they're the head of the bird.
Yes, they're the head of everything.
That's why that little thing, that symbol on the dollar and everything, is that eagle with the snake in its mouth.
Yep.
It's that bird, and they're the snake.
I was going to say,
absolutely.
It's they're reptilians. They are reptilians, and they're putting, I don't know,
chemicals in the water, turning the freaking frogs gay.
They are turning the frogs gay.
Right.
It's all the estrogen from the birth control you're flushing down the toilet.
No.
No, it's not. What is it?
We'll talk about it in a minute.
There's another chemical.
Yes.
And I forget what it is.
Same concept.
Yeah, what it's doing is it's turning.
No, it's they're not turning gay.
Right.
They are growing female reproductive organs.
It's Jurassic Park is what it is.
And then the male frogs are humping
up. Other, what were males, we're now hermaphrodites.
Right.
It's like,
and that's
it's the Jurassic Park thing.
What's because
they only bred females in Jurassic Park, and then
the frog DNA.
They use frog DNA in Jurassic Park, but
one species of frog does that.
One, yes, yeah, it's Jurassic Park is what
it
is.
But it was 1993,
right? I know
DNA manipulation was pretty new,
right?
Right.
Well, I seen it how they did it on the screen on Jurassic Park. It was very easy to understand. Yeah, I do now with Newman.
Hey, I'm DNA.
Right, Newman was like,
you didn't say the magic word.
Yeah.
You didn't say the magic word.
And then Samuel L. Jackson.
Learn, hacker. Right. Oh, I got it.
Nature finds a way.
That was right, a hacker thing. Did you know that in the early 90s?
What?
That you have to always end with like the coding line with please.
Oh.
That's why I said, you know, blank this hacker stuff.
Yeah, you didn't say the magic word.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know that.
Yes, it was. I think it's not a thing anymore in our day and age, but in the 90s for hacking, code, for rewriting code and executing commands, you had to end it with like please. Or the magic word.
Man, see, even back in the 90s, everything was just a little bit more polite. We had even the hackers had it. And now they're like, I don't know, they're hacking in the Sony accounts, just stealing your information and selling it to China.
Well, that's like, remember when hackers did good, like Anonymous? And
right,
going after
where they
corporate?
At?
Yeah, where'd they go?
They're all dead.
That is true.
Who killed them? The CIA, the deep state that came after them.
I feel like there should be a lot that could easily be exposed by those guys that can get into anything. Didn't that like 13-year-old girl get into like some government like database, and she's at like a hacking convention? Like what's that called? There's a name for it. It's not like hacking convention, but it's like a coding, like what they use to get into, I don't know. But this little girl did it and got into like a government secured website in like 10, not even 5 minutes. What?
Why don't you put in your headphones? I found the data.
Okay, let's hear the data. Is it unmuted? Is the thing up? Okay.
Yes.
What's the data here? We're seeking.
Well, let me get over the ad.
Yeah, there's always an ad.
There's always a catch.
Oh.
Yep.
Give me a second. You guys keep talking.
That's why we call this the shack, because we're not always prepared in the shack here.
I didn't know I had to have.
We're flying by the seat of our pants in the shack.
Every day here. What do you didn't know you had to have what?
Dodging bullets, dodging lasers, dodging snipers.
Dodging the government. Dodging the
man.
Dodging the man, dodging processed food, dodging.
Don't pay taxes anymore.
Dodging taxes.
Taxation is theft.
That is true. It really is. We fought
over 3% tax. 3%. A drink nobody drinks.
Yeah. Where's the modern AT?
Yeah, now you're paying, what, 33%? A third of your check, sales tax. And then you got to go pay sales tax.
Yeah, and then if you...
Property tax.
And then there's tax on everything.
Yeah.
If you buy something and then you resell it, that person has to pay taxes on the thing that... Or
water, they turned the friggin' frogs gay.
They did.
Turning the frogs gay. They did gay.
What? Oh, wait.
What's the friggin' frog game?
You might not want to play all that. I don't think we're allowed to do that.
Oh god.
We got the important part. We heard.
I wanted the song.
The song?
There's a song.
Well, you.
I'll find it. Keep going.
Oh, okay. Friggin' frog gay. Gay frog song.
I used to blare it all the time.
That's what they know. All right. I forget what we were saying last. I don't know.
But taxation is theft.
Yes.
The government has enslaved you. Like, your ancestors are disgusted with your behavior right now. They would have risen up and overthrown this government a long time ago.
Well, I think we were different men back then. We were a country full of men that left a tyrannical government to found a new one.
The problem is we loved liberty back then, and now everybody wants to be told what to do.
We beat people to death with purpose.
Exactly.
Careful now. Careful now.
Oh, sorry.
Some of it was bad purpose.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of what I was getting at.
Oh. Easy there, Grandpa Daniel.
Okay, yeah. You got it.
Yeah.
I realize.
You kids get off my lawn.
I finally found it.
Oh, my gosh. All right, well, let's play it. All right, we're ready.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the friggin' frogs gay. Serious crap. Gay. Frogs, friggin' frogs. It's not funny. I'm gonna say it real slow for you. Gay. Frogs.
Now.
Won't you fight for your life?
I like Alex Jones. A lot of stuff he brings to light, and a lot of the stuff that he ends up being right on. I do think he is being a bit like
dramatic,
dramatic for the camera. Right. I think that's kind of his bit.
Sure, well, but, who isn't?
But he's very good at. He can rant and talk about a subject for hours and not look at a piece of paper, not look at anything. Like he's. Stream of conscious, just go. It's impressive.
Have you looked at his track record? He's like batting like what 95 right now.
Doing very well.
I literally just seen this morning. I did not know he called 9/11.
Yeah. The only thing he's been quasi wrong about was Sandy Hook.
Right,
which makes me not trust him.
Well, here's my only. I have some.
I meant in general, not that specific one. I'm just saying.
Gotcha.
If you can. I
don't want to get into that one because there is some funny business around that.
Like, yeah.
But that's not for us.
But it's not for you guys. But like he's 90% accurate. I mean,
I'm Daniel.
If you were, he's better than my local weather forecaster.
I'm just saying,
he's still employed and right, not being sued. Can I sue my weatherman right now?
You should be able to.
Because he's always wrong.
I think you should be able to get your vacation days back.
No shit.
That's all right. We're in the shack.
We're in the shack.
All right.
Yeah, cool. The shack's fine. Those are making my ears sweaty.
I mean, that's my whole thing.
It's because you're disgusting like a pig.
It's hot in here.
Yeah.
It's not. There's a fan. There's an AC unit. There's a pig.
AC unit might be a lie.
But yeah, Alex,
the sink in there.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't say it was plugged in.
Oh. 20 years ago, Alex Jones was like, hey, there's an island where they are...
Raping kids.
Raping kids. And you'd been like, oh, you're crazy. And everybody's been there. Bill Gates, Bill Clinton. You're like, oh, you're
Bill Gates.
I've seen you're Stephen Hawking up
Bill
there.
Gates.
And then all of a sudden, guess what? Bill There's Gates. An island, and you can't see the client list. And they've prosecuted zero people.
Yeah. Ghislaine Maxwell got in trouble for trafficking children, two people, but they never released one person she trafficked a child to.
Exactly. Exactly.
And she's in prison, supposedly, even though there's never been a photo of her in prison. There's never been any documentation of her physically actually being in prison other than a court drawing one time.
I actually have a photo.
And her father's
a photo of Ghislaine
Maxwell.
Her
father's a Mossad agent.
Mossad, yeah. He was former Mossad.
He's a Mossad agent.
His death was mysterious, like he died on a boat in the middle of the ocean or something weird. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, just like they all do. You just conveniently have a heart attack in the middle of nowhere.
If you're in this mob or cabal, why you go fishing with anybody from the mob or cabal?
If you are in this, do not get on a plane, a boat, island. Like, just don't do it.
If you're what?
If you're in that cabal with those people... Going to the island is the worst thing you do. Don't get on water. You're going to slip over the bow.
You guys took your headphones off. The joke wasn't as funny.
No. What'd you do? Turn the frogs gay again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. She's back to it.
Well, I had a picture of her, and I pulled it up on the screen.
Is it him again?
Yeah.
Angry Alex. I do like when he rants.
But this is the deep state here. Like, I mean, it is highly... The CIA and the Mossad are...
The what?
Mossad.
It's like the Israeli CIA.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They are deeply entrenched in each other, and they're great for honeypotting people.
Absolutely.
That is their number one tactic. So,
explain that word.
Honeypot?
I know what it means, but for everybody at home...
Okay, so honeypot is... So whatever your vice is, if you're into young... So if you're a married man...
So if you're Bill Gates...
If you're running BlackRock or Vanguard and you are into...
we're going to take a minute.
Are you going to do the one? That was an interesting ad.
If you're a CEO of a paper company, Dunder Mifflin, and you are approached by a young, attractive woman at your local Chili's, and you're a married man, and she... coerces you into a or lures you into an adult situation.
Was it at a Chili's?
It could be at a Chili's. I feel like it always starts at a Chili's, especially if you.
I thought you were talking about Pam and Jim.
Well, if you're in Scranton, Pennsylvania, Chili's is the place where business gets done.
There's nothing in Scranton.
So
there's ice cream.
There's Chili's.
A lot of ice cream there.
Yeah, but so you're a CEO of you're the branch manager of a paper company, and you're a married man, and. A young, attractive woman approaches you, and you've had a few cocktails, and maybe a few of those margaritas they advertise, and all of a sudden you exercise some bad judgment. Now, all of a sudden, somebody's approaching you, wanting you to make a paper deal, and you're like, oh, I would never do that deal. And you're like, oh, well, we have a video here of you with this young, attractive lady. You want me to send this to your wife? And all of a sudden, now you're making paper deals. That's a honeypot.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your vice could be anything. It could be young women, young boys, young things that you don't want out in the world.
Like right.
Stephen Hawking's.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which wasn't it, and I don't know if this is the appropriate word, wasn't it making midgets try to reach onto chalkboards to finish equations, but they couldn't reach?
Correct.
That was
Didn't that happen?
Something that he himself could not do.
Wasn't that right? Did I make that up?
Yes. No, Stephen Hawking had a midget fetish.
But he would always make them reach for things. And I think it was a power thing because he obviously lost that power in his life.
So weird. I didn't know about that one.
I'm like, I don't think I was making that up.
No, you did not. He had a midget fetish. Although I wasn't sure if it was reaching for chalkboards. I thought it was...
I think that may have been the joke.
Right.
But it was like to do things like
he had a midget fetish, and that's what gets you into you always have a lot of time,
huh?
Is midget the appropriate word?
I don't think so. We used to play midget football.
Is it the appropriate word?
Is it a little person fetish? This is getting crazy. I agree.
I don't know what the right word is.
So he had a people with dwarfism syndrome.
They don't all have dwarfism.
Oh, hell. Is that a midget real thing.
So we all understand what it means.
Yeah.
We don't dislike them. Has to be a thing. We don't dislike anyone by saying that name. It was just a name. That's what we used to call people and growing up. It was the name.
If you are a business CEO and a high-level national figure and you have a fetish for... underage boys, for example, and you engage like a
like Bill Gates,
Kevin Spacey, or Bill Gates in some nefarious activities, and somebody has you on tape. Now all of a sudden, you're making business decisions that you would not normally make, and that's how the deep state and especially the Israeli Mossad operate.
Absolutely, yeah.
What and was Bill Gates's like? Weird.
His wife divorced him when she found out he was on the list. Like, as soon as she saw he was on the list, boom, divorce.
Richest woman in the world.
I feel like
richest woman in the world. Like, overnight, like she was like done. And you know what? He didn't fight it.
I feel like
Bill Gates didn't fight it because that means she knew stuff that he was like,
you
know what?
Yeah, you know what? We shouldn't talk about this in court. Half of
them. Yeah, go ahead and have $100 billion. Yeah. I don't need it.
He's like, you're just too old for me, anyways.
Yeah. Absolutely. The only billionaire that did not contest his divorce.
That's true, yeah.
Like, you just gave away.
Oh, we just
no big deal.
Went separate ways. It's just what we're doing.
You know, I've said it before, and I'll say it again. I believe in good-hearted millionaires. I do not believe in good-hearted billionaires.
Mm-hmm. No.
I think you have to... Something inside of you has to die to make that transition.
To get to that point, you have to.
People don't get what $100 million is.
Or the difference between $100 million and $1
billion. Right.
Right. I'm just saying, people don't understand what $100 million is, let alone a billion.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then how many billionaires we actually have.
And then our debt, which is over how many trillion,
like,
which
what,
is
15 trillion, something like that.
34 trillion, 35 trillion at this point.
Doesn't matter. We're not going to pay it back.
Yeah. I mean, can a country
fall? What's going on here?
Yeah, that's, I mean, like, and we just got off the petrodollar's gone. So where's the gold standard?
Oh, wait.
So your money is backed by nothing right now.
Right now it is. And that's kind of looking, moving forward.
Okay, hold on to the petrodollar, gold dollar thing for just 1 second.
Okay.
I looked this up a long time ago in this episode, and I didn't get to share it with you guys.
Well, let's share it now.
Ferrous metals contain iron, while non-ferrous metals don't.
There we go.
Yep.
So it needs to be ferrous for an ongoing accumulator. There you go.
It needs to have iron. The metal compound has to have iron.
A little bit of iron in the out, yeah.
All right, now I'll talk about petrodollar and gold dollar. I had it Googled, and I forgot I had it Googled.
Well, we go off on tangents on this show, so it happens sometimes.
So, China? No, it's Saudi Arabia. It's the Middle East.
Correct. OPEC.
Yes, OPEC, which stands for, and I cannot remember.
Oil producing.
34 million or 34 trillion.
Is their debt.
Yeah.
But anyways, OPEC.
OPEC.
That does all like the, were you trading or buying, trading oil, right?
So up until 1974, I believe, like, it could be off a year or two, but it was the early 70s. The United States dollar was backed by gold. So the dollar in your pocket, the paper money, represented a percentage of a gold that was held in a vault somewhere in the United States.
The way it was supposed to be.
Well, it wasn't really there.
What do you mean?
I'm going to let you know a secret. It was never there. So when they say Fort Knox is empty, it is because they melted it down because they needed the gold for superconductive materials to make the nuclear weapons in World War II and afterwards. They were going to put it back, but they never did because they kept building bombs. So the gold's never been there. And
that's military industrial complex.
Which is why
I don't believe you.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
It's not there.
Okay.
They won't. Well, open the vault. Let them see it. Just, hey, look, be like Scrooge McDuck. Open the vault. Just, you don't have to tell us how much is there. Just show us all the, open the door. Oh, there's all kinds of gold in there. Close the door.
Yeah.
They won't let anybody see the gold.
Well, they won't see it.
Yeah, because it's not there.
I believe that.
And I actually stumbled upon this because I was watching a documentary one time where they talked about melting the gold reserves down because gold and silver is a way better conductor of electricity than copper is.
Oh, yeah.
People don't realize that. Everybody thinks, oh, copper. No, gold and silver, which is why your rare earth minerals and all those things with the electric cars, that's another tangent. But they melted our gold reserves down in World War II, and the thing was to put it back. Well, the problem is after World War II, what they do, they just kept building more bombs in the nuclear arms race because they knew everybody was close, and they knew the Soviets were doing it, so they just kept building bombs. It's not like they just put the thing back into gold bars. They kept melting it down, and like, we need more gold. We need more gold. So when the Middle East came along and said, hey, look, petrodollar, cool, we'll get on that because we don't have the gold anyway because it's gone.
Yeah. I don't know. I never looked into that or seen that before. Yeah. So I don't know.
And this was completely unrelated to the Fort Knox, like, empty vault. I just stumbled on it. I was watching a documentary about how, like, there was a town in Tennessee that they were building components for the nuclear, the atom bomb in the 40s. And they had no idea what they were working on. They were just like...
Right, everything was compartmentalized.
Everything was compartmentalized. And they were like, oh, yeah. They were like, where are we going to get the conductive materials? Like, oh, we'll just melt down the gold reserves. And then after we get it done, we'll just put it back.
Right.
The thing was, is like, they never put it back.
Right. And they're not going to melt down their reserves.
I mean, that I was like, wait a second. Because this was just like... This was not some like History Channel After Dark, Ancient Aliens conspiracy theory thing.
Yeah.
This was just it was a legit documentary on the development of the atom bomb.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things where it's like, well, if you needed to melt down our gold reserves to make two atom bombs, well, you had a test bomb and then the two we dropped, so three atom bombs. What happened when you kept building bombs afterwards? It wasn't like you were digging more. I mean, gold like up. You were building more bombs faster than you could pull the gold out to replace the reserves.
And when Obama was our president, he used more bombs than we could make. We ran out of bombs. Our military ran out of bombs.
Wilbur.
We did run out of bombs. Actually, we're short on bombs right now.
Who are we bombing now?
Don't let Russia know.
We're not bombing. We're giving them to, as Biden said yesterday, the president of Ukraine, Putin. He said that on TV.
He also said he was a black woman.
Yeah, I also caught that. So
he said he was a black woman?
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I mean, I've said that.
You said you've identified as a black woman. He said he is one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I think I can see it.
Yes.
It's just the...
Corn pop, better watch out.
It's the hominess. It's
the honey child.
Yeah, and it's the forcing you to eat your meals, the making meals, and forcing you to eat them.
Yes, it gets violent if you don't.
The cleaning bandana. I don't know what it is.
Getting on a race issue here, I think.
Is it? I just feel like on Tom and Jerry. You ever see that?
All I know is they did all that, and they took our syrup away from us.
Yeah, I know. I still got a bottle.
They took it from Aunt Jemima. Yeah.
I know.
And Aunt I still Jemima. Got the bottle of Aunt Jemima. Yeah. I saved one.
And it's like, you know, it's like...
You know how
it's
ridiculous? It's like, that could be a whole different
it's like
topic.
It's like the butter. They took the Indian and they kept the land.
Left the Indian.
Yeah.
Just doesn't make sense.
No, so the thing with the activists that were protesting about Aunt Jemima being on the bottle... I don't think realized ever, because they're just those kind of people. It was Aunt Jemima's company. Aunt Jemima's the lady that made the syrup.
Right.
It wasn't some random black lady that they picked off the street to use her likeness.
But racist.
But you know what? Like,
it's her. She made the syrup.
For a lot of people, though, like Aunt Jemima represented an ideal where it's like, hey, you know what? Like, this is a
successful black woman who this is the
middle age or elderly black woman that lives next door. That's my neighbor. That's nice. That like I get along with. Like,
make the best food.
Yeah, that makes great food. I mean,
does she remind you of Daniel?
Slightly.
See? I think you're on to something. It's your spirit animal.
I knew. The second I went to Arkansas, and I knew I was the second.
I'm home.
I knew I was a 65 to 80-year-old, short, stout black woman. Because I'm not even joking. When all the guys were hunting and stuff like that, and I was always back at camp with all the little short old black ladies cooking.
And you're looking around. You're
having
like,
a ball. Yeah. Like, I wasn't looking around. Like, I'm home.
You're like, yeah, I love this.
Like, I love eating wild game. I don't like getting it.
I'll cook it. I don't like catching
I'll
it.
I'll cut it up. I'll pluck
you
it.
You bring it here.
I'll gut it.
No, you get the guts out in the field.
Okay.
I'll take the skin off, honey.
Right. Yeah. There you go. See? That's nice.
I knew it.
Daniel's going to make somebody a nice wife one day.
The second I was in Louisiana, I knew I was home.
All right. Back to the gold.
Back to the gold.
To the gold.
The gold in the deep state.
There's gold in them bombs.
I forget where we were getting at with...
There's no gold left, the petrodollar.
Right. Oh, petrodollar. That petrodollar. Was it. So we're moving off the gold standard,
yep.
Backing the petrodollar.
Yep.
So what that meant was because I think I've explained this to you before.
Your paper money's worth nothing.
Right.
It's so monopoly money.
What they used to do to trade internationally oil between our countries, the only way a separate country could trade through OPEC is they had to convert their currency to U.S. currency.
Correct.
And then they could only trade in U.S. currency,
right.
Which gave the U.S. a lot of leverage in the world because you had to use our currency to trade with other countries for that oil. So now all the other countries, OPEC's getting off the U.S. petrodollar as the trading. So now they don't have to trade in U.S. currency anymore. And the reason they did that is because we recently, since our current president's been in office and got us into this brand new war and spending trillions and trillions and printing trillions and trillions, we use that as leverage against other countries to sanction them and to try to retain our grip on the world, on the world stage. Because our military is like the world terrorists, in my opinion. Not are the people serving. Whoa. Not the people serving.
Okay, let's talk about that for just a second.
Old men start wars, young men fight them.
Correct.
Yeah, young men die.
When I say our military, it's our military leaders. It's our military, correct. Like... the people controlling at the top of the military, sending the orders down. The ones on correct. Top, the ones controlling everything, calling all the shots. And
our lifelong bureaucrats. They're part of the deep state.
Yes.
So this circles back to the deep state. These are absolutely. The people calling the shots.
And
these people that have been in government for 30, 40, 50 years and refuse to just go home.
And they're using
some of them more than that.
They're using our military. When I say our military, you and our neighbors,
they're
our
brothers using
and
your, sisters. They're using your neighbors. They're using your kids. As they're using your friends, yes. your children.
Yeah,
that go into the military for good reasons because they want to serve their country and they want to support the country and they want to do its best, protect all of us, the people working here, the people living here. So when our government used the petrodollar as leverage to sanction against other countries, now it's starting to hurt like the Middle East. It's starting to hurt a lot of people because that's what we do. We'd rather hurt people and spread our fingers everywhere, our influence everywhere, yes. And that's the deep state. And now they say, okay, no more petrodollar. This sucks. That's
probably a bad decision.
For who?
For everybody else.
What?
For them to get away from the U.S. dollar?
I think they may be then who's joined it? Now they're agreeing to trade in all sorts of different currencies, like Russian
that's
rubles.
That's what I'm saying. That's bad. That's bad for everybody else.
The world?
Yes.
Because then why?
Because then the U.S. is going to start using
correct
explosives,
which
as a bludgeoning tool,
which
instead of just the squeeze of oil.
Which what I said earlier, we're the world terrorists.
So now you're getting back sending young men to fight old men's wars.
Yes.
Or drugs.
For money.
At this point, you're going to send people.
For money, for drugs, for leverage, for power.
You're going to sign this contract.
Recruitment numbers are at a historical low.
Yes. And
because everybody knows it sucks.
Yeah. Or at least
the people that go, literally, like some do it for school, some do it for, serve country.
Absolutely.
But that number gets
smaller and smaller.
And people are forced into it because school's so dang expensive. Everything's so dang expensive.
You should not
allow
recruiters in schools.
No,
I agree.
Yeah, you should not at all.
Yeah.
High schools, especially high schools, that's ridiculous.
Well, that gets back to the Department of Education. You should eliminate them. There should be no federal funding for education. There should be no federally backed student loans.
Correct.
That would bring the cost of college down. It's a welfare state.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and by design. To keep the common man contained and
absolutely.
Down so they can't grow and live the American dream like we're promised.
Absolutely.
We need to fix this. Things need to change. I'm kind of curious of what's going on over there right
now.
Don't
worry about it.
I know.
Well, I mean, and that's the issue is the deep state has been active forever. They're not sleeping while you are.
Absolutely.
Somebody somewhere in the world is. I mean, they are the CIA specifically.
Put your
headphones
back on.
Okay. They're running drugs. They're doing everything they can to. So you can defund the CIA. It doesn't matter. They're self funded.
Right.
No, yeah. No.
Right.
You can't defund the CIA.
FBI. Wait. Well, we can probably get an election together and get them out and new guys in, right, to run the CIA? Oh,
no.
Because
it's old boss, the same as the new boss. Because you just fired these guys, renamed the organization, hired the old guys. They did that with Arrow.
Well, you know what? We won't get fooled again.
Again and again.
I'm assuming it's playing for you guys.
Yes, it is.
I don't have headphones.
Oh, why are we playing this now? This is usually the ender.
No, we're not ending on it. I'm just saying that.
Okay.
It's time.
It is time.
Oh, you were asking, how do we fix this? How do we change it? In the middle, this is how. Disappeared. I'm putting forth solutions. Cats expect us to bail
out them and all their friends. Just letting the audience hear it. If that's why you're staring at me while I'm not talking.
No, I just am a little drunk.
Oh. Yeah, the audience definitely needs to hear this.
It's been played a lot on this show. How little part is it?
It's coming up.
A bull dyke and a Catholic priest, because he talked about that. Curb stomping a CEO. All the people on and on, in one voice will say, talk. It's time
for guillotine. That's what it's time
yes.
for.
It's time.
Time for guillotine.
There we go. I didn't want to talk over the song so they could hear it.
Wow.
Well, you know, that's how this works.
I want to play quietly in the background.
Okay, perfect.
All yeah. I got to say is, Nobody's seen a politician tarred and feathered in a long time.
Well,
and
you know what?
It shows.
You know what? You can look at those old records, and after that would happen. Because you know why they would tar and feather, right? Because it wouldn't kill.
Right. It was
3 to 4 days, yes. Most time to remove.
Yeah, it took forever to peel that off. And it tore all of your skin off.
The outer layers, yeah. So by the time they got back into town, they were beet red. And you know what? I think they had time to reflect. When you're sitting in the river, scrubbing tar and chicken feathers off your body.
Well, now they're probably just like, oh, I'm going to sue you.
Well, that's fine. And that's why then they float down the river. The river, believe me, I did it a lot for work, is really good at taking crap right to the ocean.
So what, you put them in the river?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's
good thing
the Potomac
is right there, so it won't get clogged up. You can just flush them all out.
And if you're weak like that, the river's just going to take you.
Or if you're like Jerry Nadler and very gross and disgusting and you can't walk around anyway. You ever seen that man walk around?
I don't know who this is.
He's from California.
Yeah, I absolutely know no politician.
He's about 4 foot tall and about 4 foot
Thomas
wide.
All I know is Thomas Massey is evil.
That was, just take it back now. Take it back. You're going to regret that.
I hope someone listening clips that.
What, that I said Thomas Massey was evil?
You're a sick individual.
Thomas Massey's a solid individual.
He is.
He's a good Christian man.
He is. But
you don't know that. Never mind.
Daniel don't. I don't.
So bad.
Everybody in Washington hates him on both, even his own party. So that tells you something.
Controlled opposition.
I.
But see, my thing is with you, Wilbur, is you'll say that about anything I say. And the one time that you're like, no, there's no chance.
Because there's no cracks. Show me a crack. He doesn't have one.
I showed you the ads, the articles.
Propaganda. You can't use propaganda. You can't say he's a Putin puppet, and then that's what they do. That's what the deep state does.
Exactly.
A Putin puppet. Run. There's a puppet running around. He's a Putin's. We must fear it.
Funny thing is, he's going to sound like he's 100 miles away, and he's right there.
Gosh, I'm sick of that excuse for the past eight
well,
years.
Well, you see Zelensky's trying to cut a deal with Russia before Trump gets elected. That's the new thing right now, because he thinks he might get a better deal under Biden than he can with Trump.
A deal with who?
Putin.
You know that before...
They're wanting to try to do peace talks.
You know that before this war like officially started, like before it was fully underway, that Russia reached out to Ukraine to do a peace deal. There was one online, and that Zelensky was going to sign it, and Boris Johnson from NATO went in there, had a meeting with Zelensky, and said, no!
NATO, the organization that shouldn't exist.
And absolutely. It still exists for what reason? It was there. What was the reason for NATO? Oh, yeah, to stop Russia from expanding because, the Cold War was happening. Gorbachev and the
Soviets
and the wall.
Have never expanded. Damn! NATO has expanded.
Yeah. And wait. The USSR is gone.
Yeah.
Wait. Is that true?
What did you say?
Because Prussia's gone.
No.
No, he said Soviet Union.
The Soviet Union
has not expanded.
It's not expanded, but NATO's expanded.
Didn't
president.
Prussia after World War II?
Huh?
Prussia, country.
Prussia hasn't existed since the 1800s.
Okay. I'm going to look that up.
Okay.
Yeah. Prussia quit. Germany.
I'm pretty sure he's.
Yeah, that's where Germany, Prussia hasn't existed since the 1800s. But like the Soviet Union collapsed, at, and
or USSR,
that, yeah, the USSR, Soviet Union, which
and
is
that's
the,
what NATO was there yeah, to stop yeah, the USSR. Stopped.
But so part of the deal when the USSR dissolved was that NATO was not supposed to expand their boundaries, and right. every president since Bush one has expanded NATO's boundaries.
Oh yeah,
they've added another country into NATO, and except Russia.
Did Trump add a country?
Trump did not.
Okay.
And the only
I know under Biden, Sweden's tried to join, Ukraine's tried to join, and well, Turkey.
Yes. And Finland, Poland has joined, Turkey's in talks.
After they said no, we're not going to have any of these. And who's in control of NATO?
Nope. Allegedly us, but
it's the, yeah. I
because
mean,
they don't meet their they fail to meet their funding every year for the defense requirements. We foot the bill
every year. And if you're a NATO country, your defense standards, weaponry has to be up to a certain the NATO standard,
right?
Which means you get all of our technology,
right?
Prussia still existed in 1918.
Well, that's still pre all this.
Then Germany ate it, and then Russia got it.
There
after.
We go.
Right. Okay.
So yes, no, was the answer.
No, because Germany got it.
But then Russia got it.
Yeah, Prussia was like, so, but there was
Russia
a point.
Got Germany.
There was a point in the 1800s where Germany, Germany was part of Prussia. And then, like, you know, that was Poland and the Slavic countries. And
the barrier between all that and Russia.
And Moscow, basically. Yeah.
Like that Iron Curtain, yeah.
Right.
That's what the NATO was there to.
But the Bolshevik Revolution occurred in 1918, and that's when communism started coming in. So, yeah, all that fell.
Yeah, that's. Maybe we. Should, Bolshevik Revolution is pretty. That's worth diving into.
Oh, it's always.
That's a good history lesson for people that is absolutely. Not probably not taught in school anymore.
Just remember,
guess.
You can vote your way into communism. You have to shoot your way out of it.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah. And we live in a. Our government is a republic.
Yes,
it's not a democracy.
It's a republic.
When they say the democracy is on the line, that's not even a statement that's worth saying at all. We don't live in a democracy.
Yeah, democracy is mob rule.
Right.
That's like saying my 51 people can take your 49. And you know what? Like, that's always a bad deal because I'm kind of okay with my 49 guys taking your 51.
I mean, yeah. But when it's a law and like the tax is like something you can't fight.
That's
them
why.
For.
But that's it's like the Electoral College, the biggest misconception in the country. It's like we are not. So if you've ever taken a political science class, the word state in political science does not mean what the word state does in the United States.
Okay.
So. Originally, the United States, this is going to hurt some feelings here, was conceived to be a little bit more like a European Union, actually. So the 13 colonies were 13 separate states, 13 right. separate countries. So, you know, I believe it was Robert E. Lee or Stonewall Jackson. And he said, I disagree with the institution of slavery, but I'm a Virginian first and American second. So that would be the equivalent of somebody saying, hey, I'm a German first and I'm a European second.
Right.
Or I'm a Frenchman first and I'm a European second.
Right.
Or I'm an Ohioan first
and I'm American second.
And
kind of like that.
That's something that's been lost throughout political science. So like when you take political science classes, like Russia's a state, Germany's a state.
Right.
United States is, but like we are 50 United States. So like people like the, you know, Rhode Island, for example, is the reason you have two senators. Everybody likes to complain about Montana and Wyoming only have, you know, they get two senators. It's not fair. Well, you know, they exist because Rhode Island that votes on your side or Vermont or Delaware or these other low population states.
Right.
That you have two senators because it's called bicameral legislation or legislators. And that's why it exists because you have representatives in the House that reflect population. And then you have everybody gets it's equal representation because there wouldn't be a United States of America if it wasn't for bicameral legislature.
Well, equal representation across the board.
Across the board.
Because one state cannot rule.
Because the whole point of this country is, and the Electoral College, is that big states and big populations can't dominate the little states and the little populations.
Unfortunately, like, big cities pretty much dominate the states.
Right. And
Ohio's a perfect example.
Which is ridiculous.
Ohio can flip blue and red on any given election.
Right.
Because
if the results are...
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Right.
The three big C's are all blue.
Yep.
Every time.
And then everything else is red.
Everything.
Correct.
It's a sea of red.
It's almost, for Ohio, it's special. It's almost the same population.
Right.
the 89% of land mass is red, and then the three cities are blue.
Right.
But it's almost the same number of people.
But then you run into places.
Voting people.
You run into places like New York City or New York State, who is like literally bullied by one little city.
Well, Illinois.
And the entire state's completely different.
Same with Illinois.
One silly.
I love Illinois. I feel so bad for Illinois.
Yeah, Illinois is a great state. Chicago's an armpit.
They should like start digging a trench around Chicago.
I agree.
I just keep going until it breaks off.
I know you're joking.
They should sell it to Canada.
But there has been so much legislation into getting Illinois in its own separate legislation group.
Yeah.
Since... I mean, 2000. Well, I was.
They've been doing it forever.
Let's start. Let's get this on national attention. Let's get this.
Because the rest of the outside of the Chicago metro suburban area, the rest of the state is completely unlike. Chicago
land.
Is a wart on the Midwest. It literally
is. It's a wart on the country.
They call it Chirac for
the
a reason.
The only reason people think it's cleaner than New York is because the wind blows it all right into Lake Michigan.
Right.
I'm not joking.
I know you're not. It's funny.
We were on Lake Michigan one time on that side.
Ugh.
When it got really windy, and it was literally like a cloud of crap.
Trash and...
Yep.
Yeah, that's...
A homeless guy came floating by. I don't think you understand how windy the Windy City is.
The mayor was like on top of a building, like controlling the weather. I don't think she's the mayor anymore, but I think the guy that replaced her is worse.
I don't know. Littlefoot looked like Beetlejuice.
She looked worse.
Yeah, she literally looked like
something. I literally met her one time. Did I ever tell you that?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, and she just looked at me and she's like, thank you for... Sorry about that.
Oh, is that the thing that gave you lungworms in the sewer?
Actually, yeah, I was talking to her. It was in the air.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it adds up now.
That makes sense.
Lungworms.
You got lungworms. Was that in Chicago?
Better than sandworms.
He got lungworms from Chicago. That's how dirty it is. Like, a very rare...
I got Vietnamese lungworms. It's not only found in Vietnam.
Apparently not. They got it in Chicago.
The reason they call it Vietnamese lungworms is because only Vietnamese people get it.
They're the only ones susceptible.
Everybody at home.
Daniel's not
Vietnamese.
He's not at all.
But apparently in Chicago, you can also get
it. The infectious disease specialist, basically what House did from the TV show.
Yeah.
It was like, it took him forever to get convinced that's what I had. Because he's like, you'd literally have to work in a sewer 24/7 for like weeks to get this. I'm like, I did.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Well, and
here's ivermectin.
I was going to ask him what cured it.
Oh, imagine that. They gave you ivermectin.
He didn't say that. He's like, there are things you can get places that will cure this.
And this was right after.
No, right during.
Right after it started, I was going to say, sorry.
Yeah.
Right after it started. Like, right after everything was crazy.
He didn't want to say the magic word.
No.
He said COVID. I don't freaking care.
No.
Oh, no.
Ivermectin.
The doctor didn't want to say the magic words.
No, I don't want to incriminate the doctor at all.
No, that's okay. You're not going to.
The doctor was great.
Your doctor?
Yeah, absolutely. You're saying he suggested the proper solution, but
I didn't say that. You did.
He suggested that there's other solutions out there that could maybe deal with this.
For other legal reasons.
Yeah, absolutely.
The situation I was in was...
At hand, yeah.
Kind of struggling.
And right.
I almost died.
Yeah.
I was literally probably 5-6 days.
Well, and an incompetent doctor that just does whatever the book or whatever the hospital tells them they're supposed to do.
It would
have killed you.
So well, there, no, they did.
There is no
Remember?
Such...
6 weeks.
There is no such thing as a family doctor anymore.
No.
So your family doctor is part of what they call a network.
Yep.
And that network... dictates to your doctor what vaccines they give people, what treatments they give people for X, Y, and Z.
Though,
yes.
For special, I'll stick out for my doctor, my family doctor. He's never once tried to bully us into anything.
Right.
He's been very good about everything. He'll always suggest it like, hey, blanks are due for this. Like, you do whatever you want. I just got to say that. Blanks are due for this.
Yeah, but he's telling you that because his boss is telling him.
Yes. Right, and so
because
he does,
they get kickbacks for
but
how
he
many.
He doesn't push it. He
right,
doesn't,
right. There's still good
he
ones.
He doesn't make us feel bad about anything like, you know, what I'm
right.
saying. He just is like, I just got to tell you, they're due for whatever.
The last hospital time I went to the hospital was last year when, I forget what happened. I don't remember. Either way, I went, it's real bad stomach pains, bad for like 2 weeks, horrible. First thing, finally get into the ER. First thing the nurse was, well, I've seen this a lot this week. You probably have COVID. Let me get a COVID test.
As you are pooping blood?
Yeah, and I'm like, huh? So he comes back,
unwraps his COVID test, all, just wants to shove it right in my nose. And I'm like, no, like, I'm not doing that. He's like, what? I'm not putting that thing up my nose. I don't want you to stick that thing in my nose. I've never had one of those stuff in my nose, and my stomach hurts. I don't want that. He's like, you have to. No, I don't. I don't want that. And he says, well, the doctor can't properly treat you unless you have this done. And I said, well, then I guess he's just going to have to, he's going to have to figure out a way to, I don't care. You're not putting that in my face. You're not putting that in me. Well, fine. Spikes it in the trash can. He's like, well, then I'm just going to write that in your report that you're, what'd he say? When you're not complying, non-compliant with the COVID testing.
Right.
I was like, okay. So that was the pre-screening room. And you know, before you actually see the doctor, the nurse pulls you in, does the test, tests your blood pressure, all that stuff. And wants to shove shit.
Wilbur was a liberal before this.
I don't think. Okay. I think I have liberal thoughts, but I don't think I'm a liberal. Or old Democratic thoughts, let's put it that way. A liberal from the 90s or 80s, maybe I could be identified as that, maybe, at some point. But, so then he takes me out of that room, and my mom was with me, and he's like, all right, well, we're going to go down this hallway, and he grabbed these two chairs, sat me in the hallway, and he's like, you're going to sit here, the rooms are pretty full, so you're going to wait out here for the doctor. I'm like, okay. I had to wait out there for about 2 hours in the hallway, just sitting there with no one seeing me and nothing.
ER?
Huh? Yeah, it was an ER.
Oh, yeah.
But no one checked on you. No one even, and that nurse didn't care. But I think he was just mad because I didn't. Yeah. I'm wondering
they get paid for that.
I wonder if they get a kickback for every
COVID test they administer.
And he was not happy.
So you're cutting in their pockets. That's like the vaccine schedule. They get kickbacks up to like $40,000 a year.
Are we on like the 10th booster now?
Yeah.
Have you taken your 10th booster yet? Are you healthy?
I didn't get any of them.
Yeah, I know, me either.
I didn't get any of them.
My big red flag during that whole thing was when they were complaining that the people that got it could still get sick.
Right.
From the people that didn't get the vaccine.
Yeah.
Because that completely defeats the purpose of the logic.
Mm-hmm. Right.
None of it made sense.
No, none of it makes sense.
I'm just saying, that's
they told you people, that though, if you get the
that's
vaccine,
that's what woke up a lot of people.
If you get the vaccine, you cannot get COVID and you cannot transmit COVID.
That's what they said on TV.
And they lied.
Did you see when they were questioning those
long
people?
Long COVID's another lie. Mm-hmm. That's vaccine adverse effects.
Mm-hmm. I think it was, what's the vaccine company, the big one?
Pfizer.
When they were in court, they testified that they never tested for COVID, or they never tested the transmissibility of the vaccine.
They're coming for you.
Yep. They lied and put it on TV.
They're coming to get you. They want your money. They want your children. They're turning the frogs gay. They're coming after you. Don't stop. Fight back.
And you know what? Make a difference.
Make a difference.
And your
don't
local
pay
community.
Your taxes.
Yes. And don't.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle, available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.